Welcome back to Pro Wrestling Ponderings here. My name is Jerome Cusot, of course. We're not done talking about Chikara, folks. We really wanted to have Bryce Remsburg and Dr. Keith on the same show at the same time, but alas, destiny did not bring them together. But we
did not bring us apart. Dr. Keith made up an excuse because he hates me.
Aww.
Or you made an excuse.
No, I'm fond of Dr. Keith. Sorry. Continue your intro, Jerome. I'm sorry.
So, yes, here tonight we're going to talk to Bryce Remsburg, as you heard. And, of course, Kevin Ford is here because he is contractually obligated if I talk to someone associated with Chikara. He has to be on the line. So Kevin Ford is here as well.
Well, Kevin, we need Kevin. Like, what else would you be doing right now, Kevin? Let's be honest.
Probably watching more Chikara.
There you go. See, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Instead, you're talking to me and Jerome. So win-win.
Yeah, there you go. Bryce just made my life sound incredibly sad.
Here lies Kevin Ford. He watches Chikara. R.I.P. No, that's terrible.
You know what? You say this right after my girlfriend left to go to Allentown for a few months, and I may have gone to a Wrestling is Fun show, but now maybe not.
Ooh. Oh, no! Wrestling is Fun! No, Wrestling is Fun's hitting its stride! Nobody gonna break us down. I got to name the show for Wrestling Development. It was a career highlight.
That was so phenomenal.
I was so excited about that!
I'm gonna have to, I think I'm gonna do a huge Arrested Development rewatch before the new season. And I think I'm just going to write down all the banana gags I can think of that are appropriate. Like, I can't name a show Mr. Banana Grabber. But
Chikarson and I had quite a time on commentary that day.
Oh, I know.
Also, the ice creams, to commentate their match and not call them hermano, like, over and over is a, I don't know how you miss that opportunity. My fiance and I started our rewatch a couple weeks ago, and we're just about we caught up early. Actually, they go so fast. We just watched the last episode like two nights ago, so we are so psyched, and we're having a party at our house, and it's gonna like the calendar has been cleared for Sunday, May 26th. Let me tell you what.
I was gonna say,
it
what
is
if
going to be awesome?
What if by chance Tag World or another Chikara show were that Sunday?
Let's just say I'm glad it didn't.
Okay.
I'm signed up for the text alert when the new episodes go up on Netflix. I'll get a text message, I'm really glad. In fact, it was a near miss, to be honest. I think there was supposed to be a Wrestling and Success show that day or something, and it would have been a coin flip situation. So I'm glad. Wrestling is Fun will be the night before, which I'm not going to. I don't know if you know Zia. She's a photographer for Chikara.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's having a Memorial Day party at the Buck, which is a monster truck jam outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I can't go because I have to go to Wrestling is Fun. I will have a great time, and Wrestling is Fun, but I really do love... it's a demolition day. It's not a monster truck jam. How dare I? How could I ever confuse the two? But I'm bummed to miss her. Her birthday soiree for Wrestling is Fun, but it'll be a good time in Allentown. Like I said, Wrestling is Fun is certainly the crowds are up every month. It's on a roll, and it's a nice affordable, fun family night of entertainment in Allentown.
And as far
so
as I understand, there's
Kevin. Come on, what are you waiting for?
As far as I can understand, though, there's also nothing else to do in Allentown.
Unless you like Dorney Park or AAA baseball, and those are only sometimes things. So yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Kevin hates sports, so this isn't gonna work.
Okay, that's fair. How do you feel about roller coasters or water parks?
Not a fan of roller coasters. Water parks okay, but baseball I'm actually okay with because I will be going to a Cubs game when I'm in Chicago the day after
that's
Tag World.
Cool. That's so. Very cool. I wish you would have told me that. now I want to stay.
Yeah, but they're not facing the Phillies, though, so it's okay.
They're playing the Mets.
Whatever. I just saw the Braves play the Mets in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. We stayed an extra day, and no one wanted to go to the baseball game with me who I was with, and I said, okay, fine, shut me up, and I went to the Braves game by myself, because I'm trying to go to all 30 baseball stadiums, and Chikara has actually afforded me opportunities to do so. Last summer... Serge Durant, Dasher Hatfield, Chuck Taylor, and I went to not only a Brewers game in Milwaukee, We went to a Reds game in Cincinnati on the same weekend that Chikara went to Milwaukee and Indianapolis. It was awesome. It was like a summer vacation. It was great.
There was quite a few pictures from that Milwaukee gathering on the internet. I may or may not have posted a lot of them.
We had a good time.
Good.
We had a great time. It's fun. It's fun having the usher come down and tell people to take their masks off or they're going to eject us. That wasn't me. I'm just saying. That might have happened.
That's crazy.
Didn't happen to Chuck Taylor either, but who's counting?
Well, speaking of masked wrestlers, there's a Tag World Grand Prix coming up? That's weird.
True, I've heard of it. It's been it hasn't happened for 4.5 years, but it's being resurrected because the fans of Chicago are amazing. I don't know if you've ever been to a show at the Logan Square Auditorium, Kevin?
No, when I came last year for the Chicago Ridge doubleheader, but the crowds even on the DVDs come off as just raucous.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. I was at my brother-in-law's wedding that day, so I wasn't there. But I'm telling you, Logan Square Auditorium is one of my favorite wrestling venues in the whole world right now. The atmosphere is great, but obviously the Chicago wrestling fans know their stuff. The Chicago fans of Chicago are great. The last time we were there, El Generico was wrestling the Shard, and I was in the ring, and I had goosebumps. The crowd was so loud, and that just in that venue, it's amazing. And I'm really, really, really excited to have something, as monumental and historic as the Tag World Grand Prix come there on Saturday. So the afternoon and the night, 1 o'clock stage 1, 7 o'clock stage 2. All of the first round will happen on the first show, and then the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals will happen on the second show, along with Colt Commander versus Icarus and Eddie Kingston defending the Grand Championship against Archibald Kent. So it's going to be a fun day of wrestling all around. A little something for everyone. And tag team wrestling at its finest. I mean, we're talking Rockers Brainbusters here. It's going to be awesome.
Now, were you at the 2000 Tag World in Oberhausen?
I was not. I was invited to go, but I wasn't able to go for some reason, which could have been an expensive plane ticket. I remember being invited to go, but not being able to go. Something was going on. Like, I don't know, there was some commitment at home I couldn't go to. But no, I wish I had been there. It sounded like a good time. I've been to WXW in Germany. I just wasn't at the Tag World.
Was it a wedding? Because I feel like between you two, you two go to more weddings than everyone else in my life combined.
I'm way too connected. I know too many people. I don't know what's wrong with me. And now that I'm getting married, I have a new family, and they keep getting married too. It's the worst. But yeah, so I feel like I'm 30 now. So like the last summer and summer before, like 28, 29 is a very popular marriage age. So I feel like hopefully that. We're out of the clear now. I'm in the clear now. Maybe a few less weddings coming up. But, yeah, that's pretty much the only reason I remember the Chikara show, unfortunately.
Don't jinx it. I actually have a wedding from a friend on the Sunday of Anniversario, which I'll never forgive
him.
Boo! For. So,
oh, man. I give him 6 months.
Right. Or I'll do something about it if it lasts longer. But anyways, I thought he was going to be the last one. You know how you go through like your mental Rolodex of your friends and you're trying to think like, who can be the next one? I'm kind of like, I think he's the last one. Like, that makes sense. And then, of course, my friend I forgot about, who happens to live in Chicago, gives me a call the other night and tells me he's engaged. And I'm just like, yep, just throw another one on the pile at this point.
One more. At least you get to go to Chicago. That's my one bummer about Chicago. I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities in the entire world. And it's going to be a very express trip this weekend. Most of the time when we go there, way back in the day, we went to a Cubs game once. I definitely went to a Cubs game with, ready for this crew? I went to a Cubs game with Jigsaw, Larry Sweeney, and Delirious, like 2006 or 7.
Oh, my God.
What a crew that is.
We stopped in Chicago and went to a Cubs game, and it was awesome. It was a really, really great time. Sweeney's family lived in Chicago and always let us stay at their giant house with their awesome, fun dog. And it was a great time. I actually would love to go back to Wrigley Field. And then one time, almost all my baseball stories are wrestling related. One time before a Dragon Gate show in Chicago, I went to a White Sox game. So I think I have 14 or 15 out of the 30 stadiums done. So
wow,
that's impressive.
Toronto and Cleveland are next on my hit list.
Nice. Well, I asked about the 08 Tag World because I was thinking about it, and I thought, you were the only person that really had a chance of having the distinction of being at every Tag World. But I don't think anybody has.
Yeah, maybe Hollow Wicket. Maybe Hollow Wicket and Blind Rage won the first one, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think he was in Oberhausen either.
As Kevin lifts his nerd glasses up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I guess not. I don't know who it is then.
That's
I'll
what I'm saying.
I'll do it on Saturday. Bet your bottom dollar. I'm stoked. I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, yeah, so you are excited. Looking at the first
can
round.
Can you plan the listeners to buy me, to bring me Deep Dish Pizza that I never got a chance to go to either Giordano's or Lou Malnati's? Either will suffice. But if anybody wants to bring me Deep Dish Pizza on Saturday, I have a high five, a pin, and a Phil Finger Games trading card in it for them.
Ooh.
You heard the man, Jerome.
Yeah.
I guess this is my responsibility.
Just one slice of deep dish pizza.
Now, like, does it need to? How warm or cold does it need to be?
Not freezing cold, but room temperature. I can eat it with a fork. It's all good. I'm ready to go.
I may have to think about this.
All right. And if not, you feel free to enlighten the masses. I don't want to be that weird pandering guy, but I'm just saying.
It's one slice.
Another good thing about the Midwest, Steak and Shake. Can we talk about Steak and Shake for like a half hour? Because it's the best. They have them in Florida. I had no idea. We got to go to one in Florida.
Kevin, have you been to a Steak and Shake? Yes, right?
Yeah, there's one about, my brother lives in Richmond, and there's a one in Fredericksburg, which is about halfway in between. So we go there pretty often. Yeah.
They're at like every exit in Indiana and Ohio.
One of Sugar Duggerton's conditions for working in a company down in Carbondale, it was mandatory that the post-show meal that he took would be at Steak and Shake. So this has forged friendships and alliances everywhere across Illinois.
There were some IDB Mid-South trips, so that was the shining star. That was the most memorable part of the weekend.
I've heard stories of Jimmy Jacobs that he pooped on a hamburger bun at a Steak and Shake one time.
I don't doubt that at all. Jimmy Jacobs is a beautiful creature.
He really is.
I stayed at his house for a week once. He and Josh Abercrombie used to share a house in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I stayed with them for a week, and they told me that the couch that I was sleeping on, they had trash picked from George the Animal Steel. I don't know if it's true or not, but I slept on a couch that they claim they picked out of George the Animal Steel trash. So there's that.
Yeah, two of our friends used to be roommates with Jimmy Jacobs, so they are riddled with great tales of his.
Who are they?
They actually are, you might know, Jake Ziegler. He writes for Pulse Wrestling.
Okay.
And Brad Garoon, who used to, he was the founder, they were both the founders of the Cool Kids Table wrestling website that has been defunct for quite a while now.
But when they were in college, they lived with Jimmy Jacobs. All right. Yeah, he finally graduated college, I think. He told me that recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's...
He's never a dull moment with Jimmy Jacobs.
So while we're on the subject of food...
Well, I will say, that guy knows his wrestling, man. You want to learn about pro wrestling, come here to Jimmy Jacobs' tree. He knows what he's talking about. He's absolutely a mind for the business. Unbelievable.
I remember the three of them, I remember, tried to pride themselves on having the biggest wrestling room of tapes and DVDs on the Midwest. I think they said only comparable to Chris Hero's collection is what they
meant. Yes, the great Wrestle House Indiana, a floor I slept on several times in Clarksville, Indiana, right across the river from Louisville. Yes, the WHIN, WHIN, Wrestle House Indiana. Unbelievable. Yeah, no one touches Heroes. No one touches Heroes tapes and stuff. No way.
I mean, you can just see in his Smart Mark shoot just rows and rows of DVDs from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
As far as anyone I've ever known, maybe only, speaking of Germany, Tofula is the referee for WXW. All of his are on DVD. So it doesn't look as impressive, but he's got drawers and drawers and drawers and drawers and drawers of wrestling. Like, you don't even know where to start. It's like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Museum of Television History in New York City, where you can just go and be like, I want to watch the time that Andy Kaufman was on this show, and they like pull it up for you. It's crazy. It's basically like Toss and Hero combined or like that. And ironically enough, when I was at Toss's house, Hero slept the whole time. So I don't know.
I've heard Alex Shelley has quite the tape collection too.
I don't know. When I stayed with Alex Shelley in Detroit, it was his parents' house. This is a long, long time ago. He doesn't live there anymore. But I'm not really sure of. His parents had a big dog, though. I have that vague memory of staying with him in Detroit. I don't know.
I don't think Brad will mind me telling the story on the air, but he's still bitter because Truth Martini stole his entire Clash of the Champions VHS collection from Jimmy Jacobs in his house, and still holds that grudge to this day. Never got those tapes back.
That's an unfair grudge to hold, and I bet Truth Martini, A, doesn't remember that, or B, has no idea where those are.
Yeah, no chance he gets them back.
Yeah.
But none Truth of this Martini, has anything to do with
Truth Martini, no Michigan Indie worker worth their weight in sand they're worth nothing if they can't do a good Truth Martini impression.
Is that a fact, Jerome? Jerome, can you do a good Truth Martini impression?
I'm not from Michigan.
Joey does a fantastic Truth Martini impression.
I think
I know what I get to ask everybody in the AAW locker room on Friday.
Oh yeah, for sure. Either a good. If not a Truth Martini impression, a good Danny Daniels impression.
Oh, no.
For their best Danny Daniels impression.
This I can do.
All right.
Jerome, I might burn the pro wrestling con.
Mixed martial arts is fighting again, I understand.
Oh, yeah. That's why I bought my plane ticket.
My favorite MMA fighter.
Absolutely. Why do you think I bought my plane ticket?
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's why I'm going.
Have you ever seen a show at the Eagles Club in Berlin? It's a lot of fun.
I have not. I'm very much looking forward to it. Although I hear I have to take a shot of Malort to get in the door.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing they do there. They definitely have dollar beer night, especially when Eric Cannon's in the house.
I'm told it's raised to $1.25, so what a ripoff.
Oh, times are tough.
Yeah. So
you
can
probably find that quarter in your car if you look, or you know, your pocket or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because I only need one quarter because I'm only going to drink one beer. That makes sense.
That's right. That's all you need to get through AW.
Apparently, I'm buying that night, so he has nothing to worry about.
Oh, man. I just changed my plan, too. I had no idea Kevin was buying, or Jerome was buying.
I know. Oh,
man, life is so hard.
Or maybe Keith could maybe pick up your tab. I don't know.
Keith used to work at a bar. I don't know if he knows that.
Oh, no. Do we know that?
We do know that.
There was a night that it's near Wrigley too. His bar, after either an AEW or a Dragon Gate show in Chicago, he invited a crew of us to his bar, and I didn't pay for anything, and I got pretty messed up. It was a long night, but forever and always, Keith is the man.
Yeah. So the night before the Unity Double Shot, Jerome and I went to a Second City show, which was absolutely incredible. And then
I went to, real quick. Hero and Sweeney and I convinced Kingston to go with us once to Second City, and he thought he was going to hate it, but he loved it. It was awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it was awesome. So afterwards, Keith invited us out to Simon's Tavern, I believe is where he works, and we had a similar experience. Just hooked us up all night long, got us messed up, also gave us some concoction of a shot or something to prevent hangovers, and it worked like a charm. Woke up the next day unscarred, had some food, made our way to Chikara and Ring of Honor. Oh, and that was the same night where he worked all day, worked at the bar, and the next day had to get up and his daughter was born. So he still made it to Chikara and actually came to Rosas to buy Jerome and I a shot before leaving. So he is the greatest person on the planet Earth.
Attaboy. I'm not 100% certain on this story, but I believe that when Loud Noxious got electrocuted and was renamed and rechristened Gavin Loudspeaker, that was an homage to Dr. Keith's oldest son.
Ah.
I may be wrong about that story, but I don't think that's a coincidence because Dr. Keith might love Chikara as much as you do, Kevin.
He's a big fan, from my understanding.
Yeah, he's great. He's
and Gavin Loudspeaker's great, too. I mean, his songs just get better and better.
Oh my gosh, I could write a book about how great Gavin Loudspeaker is. You know, maybe Ultra Magnus has heard, or maybe Eddie Kingston's not around, and you can imagine a Chikara show without them, but you cannot imagine a Chikara show without Gavin Loudspeaker. He's not only a great announcer, he's a great master of ceremonies, he's pretty much as irreplaceable as anyone can be in Chikara, and he's going to be the DJ of my wedding.
As I told people, in the very short-lived Kaiju Chikara crossover that was in early 2008, he was the biggest coup out of that whole relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, at that Unity show, a lot of the Ring of Honor officials were very impressed with him, and we were worried that they were going to steal him from us, like we steal him from Kaiju. But yeah, no, he's great. He's whatever he's paid is not enough. He's amazing, and He's like I said, he's as much a part of Chikara as any of the guys that people think about when they think of Chikara. He's as a master of ceremonies, the way he makes the knights move along. His songs are only getting better. Like his WrestleMania song was crazy. His Disney song I liked. Chikara's This I Needed Last Summer in Chicago. He's great. I'm such a fan of him as an announcer and a dude. He's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think I've said in many a review that he's the most underrated person in the company.
Yep. He is absolutely. He's the glue. He's the mortar in the brick wall.
I keep hating to deviate from such awesome stories, but I feel like we should talk about Tag Worlds for a little bit.
Sure, let's. By all means.
So we have a first round set, Bryce. And looking at the field, is there any match that particularly sticks out to you as a favorite that you, as a fan, would like to see?
Pretty stoked about the Baltic Siege versus the Young Bucks. Not gonna lie to you, I'm a big fan of the Baltic Siege. The dark horse candidates, not only in this tournament, but representing their countries on a world stage, they are dark horse candidates. But don't sleep on the Estonian Thunder Frog and the Latvian Proud Oak. That's all I can say. It's gonna. I am beyond entertained anytime they wrestle. Wrestling is fun, or wrestling is respect, or wherever they show up. So this is a big stage for them in a big city with big tall buildings. And I understand that the Latvian Proud Oak is a big fan of Wayne's World. So I'm sure he'll be bringing that excellence with him this weekend. As are you, Kevin, I'm pretty sure.
I am very excited. I'm a big Wayne's World fan as too. But I'm also very excited.
Have you ever gone to Aurora? Have you ever tried to go to Aurora?
I have not.
It's pretty lame. Don't bother. But okay. It's cool.
You're not missing anything, Kevin. Trust me.
Yeah. Don't bother. They used to have the car up on the pole that you can see when they're on the way to the gas works, but I've heard that since then they took it down.
Is Stan Nikita's Donuts a real thing? Just tell me yes.
No, I wish. I would. Oh, my gosh. I would order one and own it.
Stan Mikita is a real person because they just showed him at the Blackhawks game. So
That's true. He was portrayed by Ed O'Neill, but he is a real person, guys.
God, how great was Ed O'Neill in that movie, by the way?
Great. So well cast. How great is Rob Lowe in that movie?
Yeah, how great is Rob Lowe in everything? I mean, even in Parks and Recreation.
Except when he had sex with an underage girl. That he wasn't so great at.
Well, that wasn't casting anything.
Right. He was adequate. But mostly, he's very well cast.
Yes. So anyways, I want to see how the Young Bucks react to the Thunder Frog's giant hammer of death.
That's true.
How they would go with that. Well, you mentioned that the Baltic Siege being dark horse people in this tournament. One of Dr. Keith's questions actually was, who would be your dark horse person to take the tournament, your dark horse team, right?
Let me tell you the secret of someone that I have a lot of, I'm excited to see in tournament action, and who may be the dark horsees, Saturine and Heidi Lovelace. Saturine improving with leaps and bounds every time you see her out there, and I am a big fan of Heidi Lovelace. The first time I saw her wrestle, I couldn't believe how good she was. And if not now, very soon, a lot of people are going to be talking about Heidi Lovelace and Saturine. So I'm sure they realize the opportunity at their fingertips here. They're dark missiles horses. I'm excited to see them as a team for the first time with my very own eyes on Saturday.
Yeah, they got a tough round, though. They got a former Tag World winner Eric Cannon and Darren Corbin. They're no team to sneeze at.
ACDC, so. they'll be back in black, I imagine, or something. I don't know. A lot of people are stoked about the Kentucky Buffet making their Chikara debuts. I've heard a lot of cool things about Zero Gravity. I don't know that I've ever seen them live. So, a little something for everyone. It's gonna be a fun, rousing old Saturday in the City of Wind.
So, I think one of the, I'm a big fan of the Bravados and the Young Bucks and a bunch of other teams, as well as the Kentucky Buffet and many others you mentioned. And so I think people, when they tend to see a whole tournament sort of like this, they kind of tend to fantasy book in their head and do some other things. Mm-hmm. Is there any potential matchup in round two or three or even the finals that you personally would like to see?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I would be perversely interested to see the Young Bucks wrestle Saturday and Heidi Lovelace. I would be interested to see the Ice Creams wrestle the Baltic Siege. That's a perverse thing to say. And I think just as far as like ring technicians, who I have a lot of respect for, I think it'd be cool to see Hollowicked and Frightmare take on either Fire Ant and Green Ant, who are an excellent team, or Cannon and Corbin. Any of the two of those three Locking Horns, I think would be an excellent match. What about you? What are your guys' thoughts?
I actually had said I wanted to see AC/DC against either the Envoy or the Colony, both because good matches, and you have Tag World winners in all of those teams, Fire Ant, Hollowicked, and Air Cannon. And then I know you were not at the Unity weekend last year, but the Bucks and the Bravados tore the mother down at the Ring of Honor show, and I would kill to see those teams lock horns again in Chicago.
Yeah, no, the Bravados kind of turned a lot of heads, mine included. They're 2012 in Chicago. I didn't know a whole lot about them coming in. I'd seen them here or there at Ring of Honor, and like, wow, man, like, They're good, and they're only getting better. And they just got back from NOAH again. So seriously, like they're good dudes, and the sky's the limit for them. Like a legit touring brother tag team. Like absolutely. Like the Bucks, the Hardys. Like it's awesome. I'm excited to see Harlem and Lancelot.
Totally. But another thing on night two, I gotta admit, I'm a little worried. Archibald Peck and Eddie Kingston.
Oh no, here we go again.
We all know that.
Oh man, make sure you watch the event center tomorrow, Kevin. I think that some light will be shed by Archibald Peck on this encounter.
Yeah, because what I understand is we all may be time traveling on Saturday.
We may be.
Are you ready for this race?
We might even need the services of Telegram Girl.
Oh my God! I put over the Telegram Girl like so randomly.
I know you did. I know Telegram Girl, and I told her that. It made her very excited.
She was the best. I think that YouTube video, the first comment says like Telegram Girl equals ratings, and it has like 50 thumbs ups.
How do we book her to get her on the show?
I can give you her contact information if you'd like. I don't know if it'd be a really exciting or multidimensional conversation, but I don't know that she knows much about Chikara. But I can put you in the
When you have a Telegram Girl, do you really talk about Chikara with the Telegram Girl?
No, I actually think your podcast with Telegram Girl would be very one-sided. I think it'd just be very mute.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'd be like the SNL, the Chris Farley show, when he'd just be like, remember that time you did that video? That was awesome. Yeah,
so
pretty
you
much.
Said in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love you make. Did you really mean that?
See, Bryce is on board. He understands.
I'm in, guys. I'm in.
So
I one day somewhere that's not Downey, we're all going to drink together. It's going to be awesome.
So have you informed your fiance that you might be time traveling? Like, have you said goodbye to your parents and your friends?
Oh my goodness! I didn't even think of that. Jeez, I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry. you've given me a lot to think about, though.
Is there some like crowd protocol or something we're supposed to do if a back fist happens? I feel like we need to be active.
I think you're in charge of that.
Whoa!
I haven't really weighed the levity of this situation and what could happen in just a couple of days here. Maybe the answer is to not go. I don't even know.
You know how every office has a fire marshal, Kevin? I think you're the fire marshal in this situation.
Yeah.
This is
they
a big responsibility.
Fire marshal, Bill.
Crap. It's because I work in HR, isn't it? Damn it.
Well, where do you see the Slogans Auditorium? I'm telling you, it's a great, great, great wrestling venue. It's great fans. It's, already we're approaching capacity. There's only like 40 tickets left, like sitting seats left for Saturday. Luckily, they're super cool about, packing the place and standing room only and everything, but super duper crazy hot seller, and like I know I say this a lot, but don't be the guy that takes chances at the door. Like, reserve a ticket, make sure you're set, make sure you have a seat, make sure you're not just like crowded and chilling by the bar like people were last time, which nothing wrong with, but it's an electric atmosphere for wrestling, and I'm really, really, really excited. I was excited when I heard the tag was coming back. I was more excited when I heard it was coming to Chicago, and I'm extra excited that I know it's only a couple days away. So going to be a long drive, but it's going to be worth every mile.
And you're most excited because Kevin Ford's going to be there.
Right, and you might bring me Deepish Pizza, Jerome.
Yes.
I said Mike.
I've been called out. I see how it is.
I'm just saying, it's something that you might do on Saturday. That's all I'm saying.
If I have to get an entire building in sync for something that's going to happen, you can bring one person a goddamn slice of pizza.
I think that's fair. I think Kevin has his job on Saturday, you have your job on Saturday. We're all in this together, Jerome. I don't want to time travel on an empty stomach. That's all I'm saying. Is that a crazy request? Is that a crazy thing I just said?
I don't think Back to the Future or Terminator ever addressed this problem, so I think we're embarking on new territory.
It's ours to have. I'm not gonna bother taking my cell phone bill. Whatever.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, we're going back in time on Saturday. Big deal. BMB.
Oh man, you know who else is returning though to Chikara? Dave Prazak.
Who's that? Ah, that's right. I'm super stoked about that. My sometimes boss, sometimes co-commentator. It's going to be fun.
There's going to be a lot of man on commentary going on.
I can't wait, man. Tree of Joey Lawrence, man. Every time someone is hanging upside down from the ropes and I say the Tree of Joey Lawrence, that is my homage to Dave Prazak.
Was that his innovation?
As far as I know, it is. Whenever I hear it, I think of him. But when I started in wrestling, he was like the cool guy commentator. When I started commentating, I was like taking a lot of, from him. So whenever I see that, I think Tree of Joey Lawrence. That's my tip of the cap to Dave Prazak.
Okay, because I thought it was either you, him, or I thought it was you, him, or Excalibur who had created it.
Oh, it wasn't me. I guarantee it wasn't me. It was one of the other. I think that Excalibur took it from Prazak.
Okay,
but maybe through me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because you guys did a couple of cars.
I said it in front of Excalibur. I don't know. All great men, all great commentators, all great human beings. I miss Excalibur very, very much, and I hope to see him again one day soon and get to the West Coast. But Prazak, the first man I ever commentated was with Prazak. I remember being really, really super duper nervous. That was Tag World 05, actually. I'm excited he's coming back because he's great. He may compete with Hero and Toss for wrestling DVD/VHS collection. That guy's got some memorabilia. He was like managing and ring announcing on shows in like 97. Like, he's got some stuff and he's got some stories. Prazak's great.
How does Joey Eastman hold up? Because his Facebook makes it seem like he's a super fan.
Yeah, true. He's a pretty selective super fan though. He's got a lot of like, I'd say like late 80s, early 90s. WWF. I've never been to his house. He lives in New Hampshire, I think. But like Prazak, a Hero, and Toss, like they run the gamut of Japanese, European, what have you. Prazak, especially women's wrestling alone, he's probably got a whole room full of stuff.
Gotcha. Now I'm just creeping on people's personal wrestling lives.
For the right price, I'll tell you pretty much anything.
Wow. What if I bring you two slices of deep dish? What kind of dirt will you dish out then?
With two slices of pizza and one beer, and woo, I'm another lady. I'm a whole different lady. Actually, two slices of deep dish pizza is almost too filling. It's almost too much. Do I sound like a wuss? I don't know.
Yeah, you're a wuss.
No, I'm with you on this one, Bryce. I think two is...
filling.
Yeah.
Wusses. Anyways, have two slices of pizza and you'll get a picture of the sharecropper unmasked.
There you go. I'll snap my fingers.
Speaking of,
I don't know about getting that for you, but I will try.
Speaking of wrestlers and masks, you mentioned the Baltic Siege, and Keith wanted me to ask this because I have to know, and we're friends here. You can tell me, is Keith is he the Latvian Proud Oak?
If Keith will not answer this question, I don't feel like it's my right to answer it and protect the.
Come on.
This is Keith's question to answer. All I'm saying is, have you ever seen a Latvian Proud Oak and Keith Lipinski in the same place at the same time?
You know, Keith asked me to ask you that question, so this is weird.
He's trying to get you off. You're on the set, and he's trying to move you left.
That's right.
We're going to hound him on Saturday.
Let's just say that that's Keith's question to answer.
All right. Well, I mean, he told me to ask you, so that's weird.
What else you got? What's more questions?
Oh, no.
Well, for before we move on to questions, Jerome, is there anything you would like to ask? I've monopolized this entire conversation.
Bryce, I was going to ask if you're excited to come down to the Squared Circle, the new restaurant that's in Chicago. It is a wrestling-themed restaurant owned by Tara, and I was wondering if you'll be heading down and if you're excited.
I don't know if we'll get a chance, but I do know that Tara came to Shimmer a couple weeks ago and had a great time. It was very, very exceptionally nice person. And I understand that she just might be in the house on Saturday at the Logan Square Auditorium and might just, you know, maybe going to take the mic at intermission during stage one. Just saying. So, no, I've never been to the Squared Circle. I would like to check it out. Have you been? Is it worth going to?
I've been saving myself when Kevin gets here. I have specifically not gone so that I could experience it the first time with Kevin.
The timing of the shows does not really benefit because I'm sure probably won't have time to leave the area between shows. It's going to be too early before the shows. It's going to be too late after the shows. So I'm not sure I'm going to have to go this trip, but someday I would love to go. It'll be a mandate. You guys have to take me there.
I really wish Jerome would use a different saying besides saving himself for me.
Spoiler alert, I put out dead silence. All right, we did it.
Anyway. Yeah,
I heard spoiler alert and then silence. Was there a follow-up to that?
Oh, no, I said spoiler alert, I put out.
Oh, I missed that portion.
I was talking.
Well, there goes our PG rating.
Right, I thought I weirded you out. No, I put out with holding hands and hugs and rainbows and unicorns.
Kevin, go to the questions.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I'm fading on you guys. I'm trying to hold tough, but I'm past my grown up bedtime.
That's fine. We completely gave up and had other people fill the show with questions and stuff.
I'll go ahead and
start with Justin Houston, my usual co-host on Viva Chikara. You can find him on Twitter at Justin J. Houston, and he's so good looking. He wants to know, Bryce, if you were a wrestler, what would your character be? And he wants everything. He wants name, nicknames, entrance theme, attire, pose, moves, all that jazz. He's selfish. That's what he would like to know about you. I'm sure you've given this some thought.
I would really like to be come out to PYT by Michael Jackson, which someone has before. But I would really like to be the clueless cool guy. If you can walk with me down Nerd Lane here and think about Weird Al Yankovic in the Eat It video, like the guy that's not really that cool but just thinks he's the coolest and just kind of like always just like he's in the right place at the right time and he's, I don't know. That's the guy I want to be. You know, the short, bald guy that thinks he's, like, tall and muscular and just pretty much the putz. And I think that would be a lot of fun to do.
All right. He is a big fan of yours, and he is wondering if someone provided you with a hands-free headset of some kind, would you be willing to do commentary while refereeing matches? Because he's tired of only getting one.
Someone get me this hands-free headset. I've had this conversation with SmartBar Video before. I want to do... Like, that's my Guinness Book of World Records. Like, that's my mark. That's the one thing I can do that no one's done before. I want to commentate and referee the same match at the same time. And I think at, like, Wrestling is Fun or somewhere, with the right technology, it could be done. I've actually given way too much thought about this. So tell Justin, SmartBar Video, or whoever, to get on it, because I want to do it, like, whoa.
He'll be listening to his podcast, so I'm sure he's frantically writing an email to Mike Burns.
Yeah, make it happen, Justin. It's my New Year's resolution. It's already May.
He wants to know, is there any other sport you'd like to referee in?
If Demolition Derby had a referee, I would actually like to do that. I went to a roller derby bout this past weekend, and I was watching the referees, and I was like, that would be kind of fun. It's way more involved than I want it to be, but it would be a good time. I think I would like to referee roller derby.
All right. Oh, so Justin is also a Georgia resident. He was at the Porter Dale show on Saturday.
Had a
great time. He wants to know what you thought of your time in the Deep South.
I had a great time in Georgia. The fans were great. Every time we go to a new market and everyone like knows the characters and knows the guys and knows the stories, like it blows my mind that this little nerd thing we're doing up here is people are watching in all these places. And it was a great turnout. It was a cool venue. It was very small and intimate, but I had a great time. Someone gave me hard candies that they had made. I probably talked to Justin. I talked to almost everyone there. It was a really fun time, and I got to go to a Braves game the next day, like I said, and I had barbecue in North Carolina. I had pulled pork in North Carolina, but afterwards we went across the street to this, like, honky-tonk bar, and it was, like, the South. It was, like, straight up country karaoke. There was a bathtub in the bathroom for some reason with no shower curtain. Like, it was awesome. But yeah, that hospitality thing is a shoot, brother. Like, people are really nice. It's like almost off-putting. Like, you think they have an agenda or something, but it was great.
This is related, I swear, but the weekend before WrestleCon, I got to go back to my alma mater, and I was very happy to find they had opened a cookout there, and I finally got me a cookout milkshake.
What kind did you get?
Gosh, it was the, I'm trying to think of the name. It was a chocolate cobbler milkshake.
Oh, man.
It was quite
peanut
good.
Peanut butter banana is number one, anything with Oreo is two, and the blueberry cheesecake is three. Oh, my God. If I lived near a cookout, I would weigh 50 million pounds. No exaggeration. Legitimate, 50 million pounds. So you need to invent a scale to weigh me.
Yeah, the wedding I'm going to that's preventing me from seeing Anniversary was that day, and I already plan on getting a cookout milkshake on my way home that evening.
Oh, yeah, no. Every time I hear we're going to North Carolina, my first thought is, what kind of milkshake am I going to get? It's really fun, too. We all go together after the show. It's like this weird, nerdy dairy picnic. It's so much fun.
Completely unrelated to food or anything else. Bryce, do you know how to either apply or fend off a Takara special?
No, neither of the above. I might be able to figure out how to apply it by chance, but getting out of it, absolutely not. Unless it's the Pinky Sanchez version, which I would have not even want to be in for a variety of reasons. But no, I don't. I'm just a cute little commentator, man. I'm just a little timid referee. I would probably break or have an asthma attack.
Hey, I've seen you apply head scissors before. Don't give me that. You body slam people.
I can do a triple moonsault, but I don't like to make people look bad.
I really did want for and so did Justin for the 10th anniversary of Chikara. They did the season one class against Gekido. We wanted season one versus season two with the one and only in-ring time of Bryce Remsburg, because Bryce and Ikaris in the ring at the same time, the crowd would be out of this world.
Oh, my goodness. Because Ikaris is so popular. His tattoo is so majestic and beautiful, right?
Yeah, that's what we were getting at.
Kevin's theory has always been that it needs to say on the Chikara tickets to boo Ikaris.
It's a requirement at this point. I mean, nowadays it's a little weird.
He is the popularity yin to normally he's the popularity yin to Ultra Menace's Yang. It's just kind of guaranteed. It's the way it goes.
Right. So, okay,
but now it's getting a little muddy, huh?
It's getting weird. We'll get to that in a bit. If you could only eat one cheese for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably Cooper Sharp Cheddar.
All right, same question. Answer. Same question, but with beer.
Mozzarella, man. Mozzarella sticks are the bomb. They're so good and so bad for you, but they're so good.
Kevin asked me that question, and I guarantee you I'll say Yangling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, with what beer was the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So if you could only drink.
I totally botched that. Any kind of like summer, I really like German beer or like summer, Sam Summer's really good.
It is, yes.
I don't know. I don't like dark beer. I don't like fancy beer. I like, unfortunately, fruity beer and wheat beer. There's nothing wrong with the Blue Moon. A Bud Light Lime every now and again. I know. I'm the biggest wuss.
Bryce, I'm going to back you up. I love Blue Moon, so...
Yeah, no. I'm easy in so many ways. A hoe garden with an orange on the side. Like, I'm happy. I'm good. Especially in this kind of weather.
There's a beer called, I think it's like Leinenkugel or something, that tastes exactly like Fruity Pebbles.
Yep. Absolutely.
It was
tremendous. Just went to a birthday party where it was like everyone was supposed to bring their own beer and stuff, and... Yeah, I had a lot of, there's like an all blueberry beer. I had some raspberry cider a little while ago. Like, it's nuts. But I have some really good breweries. The Yards Brewery and the PBC, the Philadelphia Brewing Company, have like these free brewery tours. I've been to the Dogfish Brewery in Delaware, and the Omadong Brewery is really good. I don't know. It's a really good, a really great way to drink free beer. I don't know if people know about this, but you go to a brewery, you get a tour, and you just pretty much get lit when it's over. So it's great.
I'm a big Dogfish head fan. There's a couple.
Yeah. I like their Namaste.
Yes.
And Is that the one with peaches or apricots or something?
Yeah, I actually had one with dinner yesterday.
Yeah, it's amazing. And have you been to the brew pub in Rehoboth? It's great.
There's two in Virginia right where I live, so don't even need to go.
Okay, but like the legit one where they make all the stuff, where the distillery is right in the main drag in Rehoboth Beach. Every time we go, my fiance get a bottle of peanut butter vodka so we can make Super White Russian.
Wow, that sounds tremendous.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Do you collect anything?
No, I wish I did. I collect things that I've done. Like, I'm trying to go to all 50 states. I'm trying to go to all 30 major league ballparks. I keep track of how many states I've been to, how many states I've refereed in. But, yeah, no sleep till all 50.
So you collect experiences, basically.
Yeah, I wish I collected, actually. I wish I had, like, you know, like, I had a poster from, like, the very first Chikara show, Sunday, all six guys. Like, I was probably somewhere, but I wish I had more physical, quantitative stuff of things I've done and seen. But, yeah, pictures, memories, my face, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, well, I was going to say, I think I asked you about how many states you had refereed the last time you were on, which is, like, I think high noon. So what's the count these days?
I'm at 28. I haven't gotten, the last one I got was Texas, and that was like forever ago. I'm kind of stuck, man. So, you know, promoters in states that are states that I haven't refereed in, the closest easiest ones would be like Kentucky, South Carolina, Mississippi, I don't know, Hawaii. I've left in Virginia once, as a matter of fact. When I first started my first year, I refereed for a group called VCW in Newport News. I had to get a license and a doctor's note. My friend's dad is a doctor, and he forged a note so I could get my Virginia referee's license, which has since expired. I had a Maryland license that expired that I had to get for. I had to get it once for Chikara and once for Ring of Honor in Baltimore, and then I had a New Hampshire license that has since expired. From Chikara's Soul Trip to New Hampshire in 2009. So I've had three, and they're all expired.
That's a shame.
But, like, Louisiana is a possibility, that maybe next WrestleMania time there might be a chance at Louisiana for me. But I understand it's a really tough state with the commission and stuff. Kentucky is a really tough commission. Missouri. So, yeah. But I would accept a really crazy, ridiculous wrestling booking depending on what state we're in. Like, I was talking to the St. Louis Anarchy guys for a while, and when I found out their show was not in Missouri, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I would still do it, but I'm just saying, baseball stadiums and new states, that's how I accept bookings, I guess, nowadays, because I'm old and tired.
Happens. Well, I'll ask the final question from him, and then we'll move on to other people, so he doesn't hog the whole question part.
Oh, what? Justin, that's so like you.
I know, right?
You'd be surprised.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever stolen? And Justin says he will not accept bullshit answers like your fiance's heart.
I went to maybe the second Ring of Honor show ever, and I was still training. I don't think I'd even started training yet, Chikara. For whatever reason, I wanted to read Gary Michael Capetta's book. And I decided that it wasn't worth it, so I thought it'd be easy to steal, so I stole it for some reason. I got caught, and it was a big production, and I was really embarrassed. I don't know why I did that, which is really dumb, but I got caught, and I think that scared me straight. Before that, I was just like sunglasses at a truck stop. I don't know. I'm way too good of a boy to do things, scary things like that. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know why I stole Gary Michael Capetta's book, but I gave it back.
Sweet. You gave it back. Yeah. And that's the most expensive thing you stole.
I don't know. What's the most expensive thing you ever stole? In a car? I don't know. Any time I stole something was probably a while ago, so I have poor memory of it.
Okay. All right, so that's enough of him. I'm going to ask the sole question that Greg Davis at BigZ38 on Twitter sent to us. He's procured your... The Price is Right, the one stylized like the Price is Right logo. Mm-hmm. Sold through Gimmicks Tees, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, Yolanda, yes. Gimmicks Tees made those. Yes, I got more made too, actually, somehow.
Awesome. So he has one of those shirts, and he says whenever he wears it, people often think that he attended the Price is Right and they think his name is Bryce. So he kind of wants he wants to roll with this. So he wants to know, what should he tell everybody that he won or didn't win that day as a contestant?
He played Plinko but didn't win, and his prize was the T-shirt and a 1-year supply of Rice-A-Roni, which is ironic because it rhymes with my name.
All right, then. Greg, you have your
answer. His name. A lady once at Wrestling is Awesome in Albany, New York, bought a shirt from me because I think she thought it was a Price is Right T-shirt. She was kind of an elderly woman and was like really excited about my T-shirt for no particular reason. She was there with like her grandson and she bought a shirt. I was like, okay, whatever, I'll take it.
There you go.
Gotta work the hustle, man. Gotta work the hustle.
Right. I will not say no to this.
All right. So now we'll get to Dr. Keith Lipinski's questions.
Dr. Keith.
The man he was supposed to be on the show. And I would like to just say before I start asking these are strictly from his brain. I'm not asking any of these myself.
Okay.
All right. If this season
he's
of Takara...
He's a question maker. He helps with the crisis battle question sometimes. I have to keep this. He's clearly a good question writer.
If you want to see Kevin Ford yelling at a TV, put on some of those. That's good times.
You should film that sometime and then review it. It'll be very meta.
I'll just like that kid who got mad that The Rock beat CM Punk for the belt. He like broke his Blu-ray in half and stuff.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
I'll just recreate that, but then I'd have to destroy Chikara DVD, and that's not good.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, so if this current season of Chikara, season 12, were an Arrested Development character, which one would it be?
In the current season of Chikara.
Yes. If this current season, the year 2013, were to be defined as a character in Arrested Development, which one would you choose?
The season is a character. I'm going to go with Tobias because it seems like there's an undercurrent of chaos and no one really knows what's going on. And you kind of feel like his life is going to get worse before it gets better. You know what I mean? Family friendly, never new.
Mine was going to be Gene Parmesan, because nothing is as it seems like.
Oh, Gene Parmesan! Yeah, that's good. I like your answer better, actually.
Awesome. All right, and again, this is a Keith question. Not a question for me, not a question for Jerome.
What about Stillman?
Stan Sitwell?
Yeah, maybe. I think you're Gene Parmesan's better.
Yeah, because he has no hair.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So again, question from Keith: you were on the Mike and Tom show before you recorded this podcast.
Ooh,
are you that big of a slut?
Listen. One slice of deep dish pizza will have my heart forever. You can tell Keith that too. He knows where to get it. I'm easily bought. Make no mistake about it. I am Bobby the Brain Demon. Put the check in front of me and I will sign it. Let's go. Let's rock. I am not that big of a slut. I just happen to crush a lot.
Fair enough. I can deal with his answer.
That means yes. That's what I interpret his answer as.
That me not saying no, I suppose. But you guys are totally my favorite.
I feel like he's told us this before in a podcast. Now I'm going to listen to Mike
He says that to all the girls.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't listen to Mike and Tom and be like, you guys have the best podcast on the internet. You guys are my favorite.
No. Mike and Tom are an afterthought. This is what's up.
Wow.
He probably called us afterthoughts. I mean, maybe he's justified in this, but I just don't want to hear the lies anymore.
Create the Thunderdome, man. Jerome and Kevin versus Mike and Tom with me as the referee and the commentator. While eating a slice of deep dish pizza and sipping on a cookout milkshake, and then I die, my heart explodes from happiness.
Keith has to be timekeeper or I'm out.
Fair. That's all out.
And Dave Prazak has to commentate with Excalibur.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You're, jeez. This is like the end of a 40-year-old virgin where they're all like, this is the dawning of the... Like, this is all the happy things in the world for me, like you're talking about right now.
And then the bell rings, and it's a complete waste of time.
Wayne and Garth are up in the balcony like Statler and Waldorf at the Logan Square Auditorium. Oh, my gosh.
Hey. Put on an IP for you, and no one will see you.
Let's do it. I'm so excited.
All right. Are there any special workouts required to be the senior referee?
I think that the thinning of my hair is all the working out my body's ever done. Some finger workouts and an extensive, exhaustive mental workout, which usually includes reading a Rolling Stone magazine.
Bryce, which wrestler in Chikara do you hold most personally responsible for you losing your hair on the top of your head?
Chuck Taylor, without question. Or if I can say Sith as a whole, because they were around before he was. But Chuck Taylor is a big guff giver, if you know what I'm saying.
I accept this answer.
If something were to happen to you, Bryce, would Jonathan Barber inherit the Chikara Kingdom and your fiance?
I may, if you were here, I would shove you. No. If something happens to me, my will and living testament is bequeathed largely to PJ Drummond. Not my fiance. My fiance will never love again if something happens to me. She's already agreed to live a life of hermit and remember the good times, and that's it. But as far as Chikara-wise, I bequeath my entire legacy to PJ Drummond, and I will also let Candios have my referee shirt. That's it. No more, no less.
You also would like to point out that Keith used the male spelling of fiance. What an idiot.
I see what's going on here, Keith.
There's an extra E in there, sir. Anyway,
yeah, sure.
I'm going to jump ahead to another question.
Don't forget the accent I do.
Yes, there was no accent. I'm sorry, there was an accent. Maybe not in this text.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Know. But so I'm going to jump ahead.
He's a doctor, for God's sake. He's an intelligent man.
I know, right?
Not of English, evidently.
Yeah, right.
Making commitments to his friends, evidently. Where is he? God.
Jeez. Take it easy.
Sorry.
He asked me to ask you to rank these referees in order of awesomeness. And since PJ Drummond is on the list, I'll jump ahead. So PJ being one of them.
Right.
Bill Alfonso, Bronco Lubitsch, the evil Hebner twin, which he clarifies is not the one who screwed Brett or dunked Madison Reed.
Right, Dave Hebner.
Right, and Jesse Ventura during either SummerSlam 1988 or 1999.
Oh, wow.
So rank those
Bronco
orders
now. Lubitsch is first. In fact, City Bacadella calls me Bronco Lubitsch sometimes. Then the Hebner, then Jesse Ventura, and who is the second one? He's last.
Drummond.
Oh, no, Drummond's first. Sorry, I got confused. No, Drummond's first, but Adventure is last. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. There you go. Question answered.
He is really good at this, as a matter of fact.
Thoughts on the Bravado Brothers and their grandma, who he claims you gave a hotel key to and a rather glued signed 8x10?
Whoa!
Well, Dr. Keith saw nothing. I don't know what he's talking about, and I thought that we had a doctor-patient confidentiality agreement, but apparently not. All I'm going to say is that Mrs. Bravado is a saint. That's all I'm going to say. A saint.
What are your thoughts on the young Bravados themselves, Lancelot and Harlem?
The world is at their fingertips. They're getting better every time, and it's I'm very fortunate that they're not that their grandma doesn't tell them everything.
Yeah. Well, I guess we did talk about how awesome they were earlier on, didn't we?
She's a beautiful woman. That's all I'm going to say.
How come there hasn't been a successful wrestler named Hambone or Hamsteak?
Because he would become an afterthought. That's like something you call a ham and egger, I think. Like, whatever you say, Hamsteak. You know, like, all right, kid, you're going under tonight. 3 minutes to the Kona Crush advice. Sorry, tonight's not your night, Hambone. You know? I've often thought that my friends from high school's dads would make good jobber names.
You put a lot of thought into
this. In the corner to my right, Artie in the Ring from Palmyra, Pennsylvania, Randy Galloway.
Ooh, that is a good jobber name.
That's a super good job.
It's fun. Go back and do it. Think of one of your friends from high school and their dad's name. It's a good. It's like the Do You Live On Porn Star thing.
That is. I'll tell my friends to play this game, and then I'll have no more friends.
Kevin Ford is also a good jobber name.
Yeah, it kind of is, actually.
I knew that was coming. Damn you.
Okay.
Anyways, so this is a two-part question. I don't even know if you'll know the answer to the first one. How many matches have you refereed?
Good question. I would say when I was really, really going hard, I did over 100 shows like 2 years. Like maybe like 05 and 06 or 07, I did over 100 shows. Probably did 3 or 4 matches a show. So that right there, I'd say, I don't know, in the ballpark of 2,000 or 2,500. Because there's sometimes I do all 9 or all 10 matches, a lot when I started out. So in the ballpark of 2,000 or 2,500, I would say.
All right, well, the follow-up question is, when do you think you'll grow out of that phase and become a dastardly man of managerial prowess?
How do you know I haven't already?
Well, we don't have any evidence
of it. Dun, dun. Well, you'll find out in due time. Coming for you, Bacatella.
This is a relatively plain question coming from Bryce, but it is Tag World Grand Prix, after all. How come the Campeones de Parejas 3.0 are not on the show?
Well, I think that, I mean, they don't really have anything to prove. I mean, they're the champions. If you think about it, whoever wins the tournament is going to leave Chicago with at least 4 points. So maybe 3.0 are kind of laying in wait. I mean, you know, I guess it would make sense for them to enter the tournament just to win it, but they don't really have to prove anything. They're the champions. They have the belt. So I think they're going to be watching on from their palatial Montreal estates.
That's kind of what I figured. I didn't think that was the greatest question ever because I thought that was pretty obvious. So I'm on your side.
The other ones are great.
Sort of related to his question, I'll just ask you, are you a fan of the show Community?
I was, and then it kind of jumped the shark for me a little bit. I've heard it's good again, but I haven't had a chance to get back into it. I really liked the paintball episode, and I think they got like that bug up their butt where like, oh, we have everything has to be a gimmick, and now we're in a video game, and now we're animated, and like, it kind of got a little too out there for me, but I've been meaning to try to give it another try.
Did you stick around long enough to see the episode with all the different timelines?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so given the state of Chikar we're in, and there's talk of time travel and rifts and things like that, are we in the darkest timeline?
Unfortunately, I think that we're not. I have this vibe that as chaotic as things are, the boiling point is going to be only darker. But I don't know.
I don't know how you get much darker.
I don't know. I wish we were in the darkest timeline. I don't know. There's a real uneasy feeling in the locker rooms nowadays. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's all the questions from Keith. So, yeah, you can yell at him after this for asking questions about the Rise Grandma.
Unfortunately, I'm fading fast because I'm old and I have to get up at 5:15 and go manage a screen printing T-shirt shop because I'm that cool.
Well, we will politely let you go then, but we thank you for the time.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm winding down and I'm already going to be sleep deprived when I get in the car to leave for Chicago. So I'm trying to take just enough juice to watch the Office finale tomorrow night with my fiance. I'm gonna have a lovely, lovely weekend drive to see you gentlemen and eat some deep dish pizza that one of your listeners may or may not bring me.
Well, we do want to thank you for being on the show because you've been a tremendous guest, even if it's sleep deprived.
It's my pleasure. I would love to do it again anytime for you guys, and I say this every time I talk to you guys, especially you, Kevin, but both of you. You know, all your support and all your hard work and what you do to talk about Chikara and think about Chikara and tell people about Chikara does not go unnoticed. And that is the grand, you know, that is why Chikara is what it is now, is a very grassroots DIY word of mouth type thing. It's a very powerful thing. And don't think that it's not. And don't think that your efforts and time and energy go unnoticed, because it absolutely does not. And not by me and not by a lot of other guys either. So thank you. Thanks for having me. Let me talk about Chikara and Wayne's World and milkshakes, which are a few of my favorite things. But thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
And do you want to throw out a few plugs before you get out of here?
Yeah. I mean, if you're anywhere within 5,000 miles of Chicago, you should be there on Saturday. If you're anywhere within 10,000 miles of Philadelphia, you should be there on June 2nd. If you can't, no sweat, my pet. SMVOD.com has the iPay-per-view. Never compromise. 4 p.m. Eastern time. You know, late night in Europe, early afternoon in California. Very happy medium start time there at the Trocadero, which is part of Wizard World Weekend. And support your local independent wrestler and wrestling fed, and follow me on Twitter. I guess I don't know. That's what the cool kids are supposed to say.
@DeBryceIsRight.
At God Price is Right, some awful trial has God Price is Right, won't give it up, even though she hasn't tweeted in over 2 years. But who's counting? Whatever, no big deal.
We're going to start harassing Twitter to get you...
Greener hassled her once, and she did not respond because she hates me. That's okay. I've grown into my street shoes. I've come to appreciate and like God Price is Right. I'm okay with it.
She even has her account locked for no reason.
You get to my IP address and have her done. Maybe she was hassled too much.
Maybe. I don't know. But then again, thank you so much, Bryce. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Drive safely. Please come say hello in the chaos and confusion that will be the Logansport Auditorium.
Oh, I will. I will not leave without doing so.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good night, Bryce.
Have a good night,
Jerome. Thanks for everything. I'll see you guys on Saturday.
See you then.
Absolutely. All right, Kevin, before we get out of here, let's make our plugs as quick and as expedient as possible.
Sure. So I guess before I get to my personal stuff, I want to reiterate, Jerome and I will be at AAW, Day of Defiance, this Friday night in Berwyn, Illinois, in the Berwyn Eagles Club. That'll be a good time. We're going to be at both the Tag World Grand Prix evening and afternoon shows at the Logan Square Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. Go to both of those as well. And then, of course, there's a million other shows happening in Midwest that weekend, so you can go to those. Just go support wrestling. Listen to Viva Chikara this week. Jerome joined Justin and myself. We talked for an hour about the Tag World Grand Prix, and then Dr. Keith came on to talk an additional hour about more Tag World Grand Prix stuff as well as AAW stuff. So that's a lot of fun. You can follow me on Twitter at K413. You can also follow Twitter at Chikara Special on Twitter, which, as Bryce has mentioned, is where I go nuts with Chikara stuff. Go to ChikaraSpecial.com to see all my reviews that he spoke of, because I'm a crazy person to watch even old, terrible Chikara shows because, I hate myself, apparently. And, I think that's everything. Oh, and we will be live tweeting results from the Chikara shows, both the day and evening cards for Tag World and the AAW show, so be sure to follow PW Ponderings. And Jerome and I surely will be podcasting that weekend, so keep your ears and eyes peeled for a show.
Because people are tired of our voices right now. They need a little bit more.
Certainly not.
Twitter.com.
Go listen to the Mad Hour if you like Mad Men. We podcast about that too.
Twitter.com/PWPonderings, the place to find results. Twitter.com/JeromePWP editor, the place to find me. Go to iTunes. Leave us 4 or 5 star reviews for both this podcast and the Mad Hour. Subscribe to iTunes on both, and they'll come right to your phone, mobile device. Go to High Spot, click on the High Spots link, click on the Amazon link. By doing that, you will support us and help us with bandwidth costs and whatever else we deem necessary to help with production of Pro Wrestling Ponderings. Check out my reviews up at pwponderings.com. It's been 4 incredible years. Here's to 4 more for Kevin Ford. I'm Jerome Cusun. You've been listening to The Interview Show. Thanks for listening.
Chicago, you ain't got no clue.